America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Beavich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been a packed show, man. Things have been moving. You heard from Commanders coordinators, both Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury. I hope you enjoyed those. I feel like we learned a bit. I liked a lot when Joe Witt kind of made clear. He's like, listen, we're excited about Lattimore, but let's not neglect what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And you maybe mentioned this yesterday, that St. Juice has become this like real lightning rod of fans on social media. And I get it. Like, he gets called for PIs and stuff. But I do think people are not correct in how much does the Lattimore move helps, because you add Lattimore, but also free up other guys to maybe be in roles more advantageous to them.
Yeah, I know Joe Witt was kind of pushing back on that a little bit, but I do think that's where the real value is. I think, you know, when you look at this season, St. Juice is playing better, like significantly better than he was last year. On a down-to-down basis, it's better. And I think he's probably an average cornerback in the NFL. He's not the best. He's not the worst. He's kind of right smack dab there in the middle. But NFL teams are dealing with that all the time. And I think when you add a Marshon Lattimore, you then all of a sudden make that group above average, because you take a guy in Sanrestil who's playing outside, maybe playing a little out of position, you put him in his home spot, in the nickel spot, and Benjamin St. Juice becomes the number two, or kind of has more favorable matchups, as opposed to him tracking other teams' number ones, which they've done with him a little bit this year. He gets to just be kind of matched up on a number two receiver, which is a much more realistic matchup for him. So, I think this is – we'll see what happens. We'll see if he ends – like, when Marshon does end up playing, like, how this all shakes out, because, you know, Joe Witt Jr. said they're still kind of thinking through the process a little bit. And, again, I think he did the right thing in saying don't disparage the guys that have been here. But I do think that this is going to be good for everybody. It's going to allow them to cover a little bit better in the back end, play a little bit more man coverage. He said that in the presser. He's like, we want to be this team
right. That
gets up and is aggressive.
When he talked about how he coached them in Green Bay, he's like, man, we just play press on everybody.
Yeah, right.
Like, you need the personnel to do that.
Mm-hmm. And early in the season, that's what they wanted to do. Remember the Tampa Bay game? Like, they wanted to be in more man coverage, but they just didn't have it communicated, and they weren't executing at that super high level. So,
yeah, totally. I want to get into this Steelers Commanders matchup, because we've been flirting with it all day. Time to sit down and have dinner. Where does Washington have an advantage?
That's a really good question. I'd say on the offensive side of the football. And I think, you know, obviously Pittsburgh's defense is tremendous. Like, they're a lot of fun to watch. They're fast. They're physical. They're well coached. They understand their identity. But I do think that Cliff and his ability to create space, I think Cliff and his ability to have a solid protection plan each week is going to maximize this group. And if the offense can get rolling a little bit, if they can put up 24, 27, 30 points even, there's an opportunity that it totally befuddles and gets Pittsburgh out of the offense that they want to be in. And when Russell Wilson has to throw the ball 30, 35 times in a game, that's not where they want to live. So
totally.
If there is any type of game flow, if there's any path to victory here, it's through the offense. And I think the defense can definitely supplement that, stopping the run, stopping the Pittsburgh's run game. How do you handle Pickens on the perimeter? Those are going to be tough questions to answer. And we talk about matchups and whether Marshon will play or not. But I look at the offense, I say, man, if they've been the driver of the ship all season, if they can continue to drive the ship and put this group in a good spot to be successful, the team, but when I say group, I mean the team, that's going to be pretty fantastic.
Dude, like that Giants game last week, outside, I mean, it was a hell of a play by Fowler and a bad play by Daniel Jones, but the Giants at least almost played them toe-to-toe in the first half. And the Skins had a 21-7 lead.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, Jaden, they get – I think Cliff and Dan have been really good end-of-half situations all season. They weren't last week. Yeah. They had the penalty. They had the Allegretti penalty. Then they had to burn a timeout. Like, it just seemed discombobulated. But that's where having five changes everything.
100%.
Because he makes two incredible throws, and it's a touchdown.
Yeah, and that's also where the week of preparation – not the week, but the entire offseason, training camp, OTAs, minicamp – all the emphasis, I mean, you've been to training camp practices, all the emphasis they put in on end-of-half, end-of-game scenarios, those are the moments they come out. And I love Dan. He just seems like he's so locked in on end-of-game scenarios. Like, he's managing those. And it's apparent when you watch the film, the urgency that he uses to get out there and call that timeout. It's awesome. And I think when you prioritize that stuff, you reap the benefits of it and are able to kind of find these great opportunities to score points, potentially lap the team. But I think that's a great example, the Giants game, of the type of game flow that needs to be engaged in here. Obviously, Pittsburgh's going to try to run the football. The Commanders' defense has had a hard time running the football. They're going to be able to move the football that way. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh offense. However, once you score points as an offense, the Commanders, it's going to put them in a bad spot, in a spot they haven't been in all year, and get them out of what they want to do and help the defense play better football. And so I think that, to me, is something that I think is incredibly important. Is that a lot of pressure on the offense? Yeah. But that's, you know, it's an offensive-driven league. You got to score points. You got to help your defense out. And I can't wait to see if that happens this weekend.
Well, dude, even going back to the Panthers game, which ended up being an ass-kicking, right? But remember that Carolina started a 8-play drive where they picked up multiple first downs.
Yeah.
They may not have gotten to the red zone, but they – I mean, I just pulled it up. They – 8-play, 61-yard drive for almost 4 minutes before Fowler again makes a hell of a play, pick six. And then after that, it kind of just fell apart. But, like,
but I think that,
I think opening drives really matter in this one.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, think about that. Like, that falls apart because you're up 7-0. They go for it. I think they throw a pick on the next drive.
They got it to 10.
Yeah, they kick a field goal. They go for it on fourth down the next possession, and then they kick another field goal. They score a touchdown. So it's 17-0, and the Carolina Panthers want to run the football. They want to be in this more traditional game flow, run, run, play action pass, run, run, throw on third down for first down. And all of a sudden, that whole game plan is out the window. And I think a similar process applies here with the Commanders offensively. If you can get the Steelers out of what they want to do, protecting the football with the run game, Najee Harris doesn't fumble, letting Russell Wilson kind of be a passenger to the offense, that's going to put you in a much better position to be successful. So I think you brought this up, but I think in both of those games, it's no accident, the Giants and the Carolina Panthers, that the defense makes a huge play early in the game that totally changes the narrative of the football game. Fowler gets a fumble against Daniel Jones. Fowler gets the interception for a touchdown. In the New York Giants game, obviously that ends up being points, that 7 points. So it's 7-0 after a first possession where it looks like the Giants are going to go down and score a touchdown.
I mean, I'm just pulling this up. I always bring this up because there was this period of time, hell, you might have been on some of those teams, where Kirk would finish the game with like 45 pass attempts and 42, and it was just crazy. Generally, you get north of 40 or even like 37 pass attempts, you're losing.
Yeah, because you got to throw to catch up.
Totally. And I just looked this up. In the two games since Russ has taken over, and they've won them both clearly, and both fairly handily. I mean, they beat the hell out of the Jets, and then the Giants game was a little back and forth. Where do you think the pass attempts are finishing for Russ? Or maybe have you looked it up
I haven't
already?
Looked it up. I'm going to say 25.
29 against the Jets, 28 against the Giants.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the game.
That's where they want to be.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to point out here,
Between Najee and Warren against the Jets, 33 carries.
Yeah, that's where they want to be. That's exactly where they want to live. And the other thing that's important to point out here is the defense for the Steelers has done a great job this year of turning the football over. I think there's two interceptions against the Jets. They have a sack force fumble against the Giants.
That iced the game.
Yeah, and so those opportunities, if you can possess the football, which is what the Commanders have done extremely well, and not let the defense of the Steelers dictate this outcome, not get Russell Wilson more touches, not let Wilson throw the ball 25 to 30 times a game, get out of that type of game flow. This thing could just flip on its head immediately, which is really, really exciting. So,
yeah. All right. So Washington could have the advantage if they're able to jump up early.
Yes.
Right. You want to flip things upside down for this Pittsburgh team, but Pittsburgh's also 6-2. you know, if you believe in like point differential as something that kind of starts to really paint a picture, that theirs is pretty good. They're plus 68. Mm. Washington's plus 74. Pittsburgh has been good on the road. They're 3-1 on the road. Like
they're a good team. They're well coached.
They're a good team. They're well coached.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.